Chapter 7. It took me a few seconds to figure out what was making that hissing sound. Then I saw a smoky green mist shooting up from the bottle. The thick mist rose up like a geyser, chilly and wet. I felt it float against my face. Oh, I groaned when its sour smell reached my nose. I staggered back, choking. I started to gag. I thrashed both hands wildly, trying to brush the mist away.
Yuck!
Kara cried, making a sick face. She pressed her fingers over her nose.
It stinks!
The sickening fog swept around us. In seconds, the mist billowed all over the room.
I can't breathe,
I gasped. I couldn't see either. The fog blocked the light from our flashlights.
Oh,
Kara groaned.
It smells so bad.
My eyes burned. I could taste the sour fog on my tongue. I felt sick. My stomach gurgled. My throat tightened. I've got to plug up the bottle, I decided. If I close the bottle, this disgusting mist will stop spurting up. I dropped to my knees and my flashlight clattered to the floor. I felt blindly along the floor till I found the bottle. Then I swept my other hand in a circle till my fingers curled around the stopper. Struggling not to gag, I shoved the stopper into the top of the bottle. I jumped to my feet and held the bottle up so that Kara could see that I closed it. She didn't see me. She had both hands over her face. Her shoulders were heaving up and down. As I set the bottle down, I started to gag. I swallowed hard. Again. Again. I couldn't get the disgusting taste from my mouth. The sour fog swirled around us for a few seconds more. Then it lowered itself to the floor, fading away.
Kara?
I finally choked out.
Kara, are you okay?
She slowly lowered her hands from her face. She blinked several times, then turned to me.
Yuck,
she murmured.
It was so gross. Why did you grab the bottle like that? That was all your fault.
Huh? I gasped. My fault? My fault? She nodded.
Yes. If you hadn't grabbed at the bottle, I never would have dropped it, and...
But you're the one who wanted to open it,
I shrieked.
Remember? You were pulling off the top.
Oh.
She remembered. She brushed at her sweater and jeans with both hands. She tried to wipe the awful smell away.
Freddy, let's get out of here,
she demanded.
Yeah, let's go. For once, we agreed on something.
I followed her to the door. Halfway across the room, I turned back, gazed at the coffin, and gasped.
Kara, look, I whispered.
Someone was lying in the coffin.